I think the bald heads from Shaolin are behind this. They're scared of nobody.
I inhale.
Hello?
What's up, what's up, what's up? Welcome to Civil Intercourse with Tony P.
Well, hello, Mr. Fancy.
Are you pondering what I'm pondering?
I think it's great.
I hope you are in good health and that your spirit is well.
Your appeal to my humanity is pointless.
Come on, man.
We can meet our destiny to build a land here that will be for all mankind a shining city on a hill.
So if we all believe in individual liberty and we all believe in these rules of democracy, what is our modern argument about?
Segment 1. Putin don't play.
That is right, ladies and gentlemen. Putin does not play. Remember that for sure. Wagner Group Chief Yevgeny Prigozhin, I'm sure I just butchered his name, was among the passengers on a plane that crashed northwest of Moscow on August 23rd. And that is today, the day that we're actually recording this podcast. And there were no survivors, according to Russian officials. Basically, I mean, this is the guy that did the march, and everybody was like, hey, he can take Putin over, and he sat down and had a powwow and supposedly worked it all out, and we all who were paying attention and understand what's really going on was like, oh, that dude's going to die. And he has, and he was on a plane with a lot of people that were close to him and a part of his organization, and they took quite a few amount. I believe it was 10 that were there. It was according to the Epoch Times, hours after the mercenary chiefs reported deaths, several top Ukrainian officials suggested that the Russian government was behind the crash. Pretty sure that's, pretty sure it was Putin, but, you know, we'll see how it all shakes out. But Mr. Prigozhin signed a special death warrant for himself when he called off his march on Moscow, an advisor to Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky said on social media. The demonstrative elimination of Prigozhin and the Wagner command 2 months after the coup attempt is a signal from Putin to Russia's elites ahead of the 2024 elections, Mykhailo Podolyak wrote on X, formerly known as Twitter. President Joe Biden, too, was asked about Mr. Prigozhin while visiting Lake Tahoe, California, up close to my neck of the woods, where he is on vacation. He was quoted as saying, I don't know for a fact what happened, but I'm not surprised, Vice President Biden said, adding, I don't know enough to know the answer. I've been working out for the last hour and a half. Speaking of Joe Biden.
Segment 2. The Maui fires and COVID 2.0.
There has been a lot of chitter chatter going on the news and mostly social media, probably not people just having regular everyday conversations and not really paying attention to the circles where everything gets politicized. But people have been politicizing these Maui fires. And I think, you know, I did a podcast not too long back where I was talking about staying focused on the signal and ignoring the static. And I just feel like that these comparisons and these arguments, while they are, you know, I don't want to say they're invalid or they can't be amusing, like right now we need to really kind of deepen the conversation and get really serious about the signal and make sure that we're focusing on things that have construction conversation that lead us to holding our politicians accountable and hopefully lead us to not elect career politicians anymore. But as far as the Maui fires go, my heart goes out to these people, and I just hope that everyone will just kind of take a pause and not be quick to judge. And there's a lot of strange things going on there, and maybe we just don't let that story die down and make journalists actually get in and find out what actually happened, get some people on the ground, and obviously after the support gets in to get people back on their feet, first and foremost. But yeah, it's weird when I get on. It just seems like there's a lot of distraction arguments about the, you know, was he falling asleep? Was he this? You know, no. I mean, Joe's in decline. Like, he shouldn't be president. It's elder abuse. But whatever, that's the situation we're in. Like, just stop having those arguments. We need to be focused on what's going to be coming up in the election and who's going to get into the White House and who will start vetoing these budgets and putting our elected representatives in check, you know, with these budgets. It's just, it's insane. We're $32 trillion in debt. They're giving billions and billions of dollars away. And you know, at that point, when you start doing that, you're building up the inflation so much and just ruining everything, and people are like, why aren't you giving it to us if you're going to just give money away? And then that's the, just, we have to stop, like, get everything in control. You have to balance the budget.
Hello?
That's called hungry dog eat shit, huh? Damn you!
Our government is too big and it spends too much.
Speaking of focusing on the signal, COVID 2.0 is coming back around. In case you don't know what I'm talking about, here's from NBC News.
COVID is making a comeback this summer, so many of us would like to leave it in the past, but cases are once again the rise. So when will new booster shots roll out?
So it looks like lockdowns are coming back, and apparently some people are happy about it. I would suggest that you document all the CDC, WHO, and updates on all the things that they've been correcting that they were saying everybody's crazy for saying before, and kind of document the how the misrepresentation of the information all the way, you know, to the it's 98% effective and all of those things. Get all that stuff documented while you can. Print it. Get a good old-fashioned printer out and print it. Save the files. Save them onto USBs. Because they're going to start, you know, changing definitions again, changing things. And we have to tell people, no masks. We're not doing all this crazy stuff. It's cold virus. And if you guys have modified it in a lab, or if it's mutated naturally or whatever, we're just going to take it and deal with it. We're going to deal with the cold. And it, you know, people who have comorbidities like myself and others, we're just, you know, we're at risk, and that's just a part of life, you know, and, it sucks, and you just keep moving on. You got to keep moving forward. It's cold virus, and, you know, we can't do it, because at the end of the day, the bottom line is they're trying to get us in a situation where they have emergency powers again, because that's the only way they can rig the election, because Trump's probably going to get elected.
Come on, man.
Not to sound conspiratorial, but I just really believe, like, why else would you do this over the cold virus after everything that's been shown? Why do I go into a medical facility where my medical care is provided through my insurance, and they have posters trying to get kids to still take booster shots and to take COVID shots? Why? It's too risky compared to the benefit. Why are we still pushing this? What are we doing? And why, you know what I'm saying? We have to really start having these conversations, comparing notes, and figure out what we want, because there's a reason why they want these emergency powers. And I'm just saying that we can't let it happen. We can't have all this mass mail out, mailing out ballots to people who didn't ask for them.
This is very disrespectful.
We just have to get to it. And which brings me to the next segment.
Segment 3. Trump and the debates.
There will be a trial, and when that trial ends, senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection.
Huh?
Incited the erection.
Huh?
Incited the erection.
Huh?
Incited the erection against the United States.
So tonight is the debates for the GOP, and then Trump is apparently going to be on Tucker Carlson. So I hope that that it's an interesting debates. I think they're looking to see who's going to be in second place. There are a lot of guys that are on there that just shouldn't even be on that stage. But I'm interested to see how it goes. I did enjoy in 2016 watching Trump just bitch slap all 16 of those freaking Republican clowns, and then watching some of them come around and realize, oh, you know, this dude's just trying to come in and do a good job. But it'll be interesting to see Tucker's show, and it'll be interesting to see the the debates and just see, you know, kind of what goes on. But I kind of know what Trump's about, and it's dumb with everybody trying to arrest him and trying to, you know, interfere in the elections, being as far ahead as he is to show up, especially when Biden's pulling back and not debating anybody anyway. So, you know, what's the difference in that? Like, let those little peon GOP guys that nobody wants, you know, fight it out, and we'll, you know, it should hopefully be interesting. We'll see how it goes. And then, you know, after the dust settles and Trump gets these lawyers to get this stuff put aside. I mean, everything should already be put aside until these elections are over. I just can't even believe it. But we won't get into that. But just from, you know, we have to really pay attention to the debates, and that's the other thing. These, you know, as like I was talking about earlier with the static, everybody's making these arguments. Trump is a coward. Even Stephen King and all these other weirdos on Twitter and different social media, you know, Trump's a coward because he won't come. And even Chris Christie, like, dude, like, you're not even relevant to anything to do with the conversation. So why are you even talking like Trump's name? Like, it's just crazy. It's like Machine Gun Kelly when he came at Eminem. It was like, what, dude? Like, oh, I don't know, bro. I don't know if that was smart, but it's the same type of thing. I just, you know, we should watch the debates, and I'm really disappointed that Biden's not going to debate Kennedy, because that would be really interesting. And what do you guys think, though? What do you guys think about the last 3 minute segments, and what do you think about the debates? What do you think about Trump? Did you watch Tucker Carlson? By the time you've listened to this, you know, it should have already passed by. And what did you think? Leave us a message. We want to know about that for sure, you know, because the debates, they're definitely interesting and definitely something to be paying attention to. Set this up, I believe, where you can leave comments and on the segments, and leave us a sound file. I believe you still go to AB from CA, anchor.fm/AB from CA, and put in a sound file to us. Drop us a message, interact. We're looking to hear what you think about these. What do you think about Putin taking that guy out and that whole situation, how it unraveled? What do you think about Trump and the debates?
Obviously, I think it's great.
What do you think about the Maui fires and the COVID resurgence and the 2.0? What do you think the reason is behind all this? Are you still one of the people that think that everything was what it appeared to be with the COVID cold virus shutdown? 2 weeks to slow the curve, which, by the way, is the terminology they're using to get people to start using PPE equipment in certain areas where they have zero cases showing the virus. But let us know what you think, and we'll talk to you soon.
What makes Century performed?
Civil Intercourse is produced by Civilcast Entertainment and is made possible by gifts on loan from God.